Who is Jesus Christ? Again, the Bible says, And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Mark 4:41. And in Luke 7:49, And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? Nearly 2,000 years ago, an unusual person lived on the earth. His name was Jesus Christ. He was God and man at the same time. Even though 20 centuries have passed, his name is known throughout the whole universe, and many people worship him today. The birth of Christ became the beginning of a new era. Jesus Christ was a very wonderful person. No one was ever born like he was. No one ever lived like he did. No one died like he did. And no one ever rose from the dead like he did. Jesus, the great and powerful one, was also very simple. Children, youth, and older people could all easily communicate with him. Multitudes followed Jesus so they could see him and listen to his words. Jesus Christ had power that is not available to man. Jesus could, with one word, calm the waves of the sea. He fed more than 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He healed the sick, performed many miracles, taught people how to live so they could please God, and forgave sins. As people watched Christ, they were amazed and asked, Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Who is this that forgives sins? Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible says, But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John 20:31. And in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ had supernatural power, wisdom, and authority because he was God eternal. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to mankind in a human body only once in the history of the earth. The coming of Jesus Christ was not a surprise. God had told people about the birth of Jesus Christ many years in advance. As you have already heard, sin separated man from God. With sorrow, the Creator watched as people multiplied on the earth and continued to sin. He saw how they suffered and were troubled by sin. The holiness of God did not allow him to enter into fellowship with sinners. Between a holy God and sinful man, there was an impassable gulf. But God still loved mankind very much and wanted to save him. He made a way to bridge the gulf of separation so a sinner could become holy and close to God. This is why the greatest, unrepeatable miracle of God, sending his only Son into the world, happened. Jesus Christ told his Father, I come to do thy will, O God. He left his heavenly glory and came down to earth to reconcile sinful man to God and to save him from eternal death. Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. Again, the Bible says, For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. John 5:26-27. Also in Luke 9:56, For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus Christ did not come to earth like a heavenly king, showing all the glory and greatness of God. Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary. He did not have an earthly father like everyone else has. His birth was a miracle. Jesus was the Son of God, and while living on this earth, he was also called the Son of Man. Jesus was God and man at the same time. The earthly life of the Son of God was lived in deep humility. Jesus was born in a stable because there was no room found for him in a regular house. When Jesus grew up, he had no place to lay his head. He traveled from city to city and from one village to another, telling people about the righteousness of God. He did not use divine power to make his life easier. Like all people, Jesus endured hunger, thirst, cold, and heat. He became tired and exhausted. He cried and suffered. Jesus Christ never sinned, even though Satan tempted him sorely. Many people did not understand Christ. They laughed at him and wanted to stone him more than once. But Jesus told them about God's love and called them to repentance. Jesus Christ was a holy person who pleased God in everything. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. The Bible says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. In ancient times, God commanded people to bring a lamb as a sacrifice for sin. The lamb needed to be without fault. It was not to be a blind, lame, or sick lamb. It was a type of the faultless, sinless lamb, Jesus Christ. By the justice of God, sin must be punished with death. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, Hebrews 9:22. Our loving God, not wanting the death of sinners, allowed sinners to bring an offering of an innocent lamb. The lamb died for sin in the place of the person, by being killed, put on the altar, and burned. The sin was transferred symbolically to the innocent lamb, and the people who brought the sacrifice became clean. Jesus Christ is called the Lamb of God because he took the guilt of everyone's sin on himself and died for all people. The innocent died for the guilty. This is a great miracle of God's love and mercy. Since the death of Jesus, it is no longer necessary for sinners to bring a lamb as an offering for sin. The sacrifice of Jesus' blood is enough for all people of all ages. The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, removes our sins with his death. His blood cleanses sin from the lives of those who believe in his redemptive sacrifice. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. The Bible says in Romans 8:34, "It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again." And in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Jesus Christ, the pure, holy Lamb of God, was crucified on a cross. After he died, his body was taken from the cross and laid in a new tomb. A huge stone was rolled to the door of the tomb. The chief priests sealed the stone and set a watch because they were afraid the disciples would come and steal the body of Jesus. Relatives, friends, and the disciples of Jesus spent two difficult days in deep sorrow. Early in the morning of the third day, Mary Magdalene and two other women headed for the tomb to follow the Eastern tradition of putting sweet spices on the body of Jesus. But an unprecedented miracle had taken place. God had raised Jesus from the dead. Death could not hold the one who knew no sin. The women saw that the stone was rolled away and an angel was sitting inside the tomb. The angel said to them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Mark 16:6. Jesus Christ is risen. He overcame death. Now he resurrects sinners who are spiritually dead and gives them eternal life. This happens when a sinner turns to God and repents of his sins. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses his soul from evil, and this person receives forgiveness for sin. Through faith, he accepts Jesus into his heart and becomes spiritually alive. You have already heard that all people are sinners. All people are spiritually dead to God and need resurrection. This includes you. Jesus Christ can give you eternal life if you desire it. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. The Bible says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:21. And again in Acts 4:12. "For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The Bible tells us there was no one found in the whole universe who could save people from their sins except Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior of the world. Jesus is a Hebrew name which means "the Lord saves" or "Savior." We, all people, are dying in our own sin. Sin has saturated our inner being and destroyed life. It has led all of us to an inescapable, eternal death. There is no one on earth who can save us from this terrible fate. Only a sinless person who had no sins of his own could die for sinners. There was no one like this on earth. God, in his great mercy, gave his Son as a sacrifice for sinners. Holy and without sin, Jesus Christ shed his innocent blood for our sins and iniquities. He paid the price for our salvation with his life. Jesus' death is still effective today. The blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed on Calvary, has the power today to free people from the bondage of sin. It cleanses the soul and life of the offender before God. The sinner who previously could not live one day without sinning becomes holy. He becomes free from bad habits and the bondage of sin by the power of the sacrifice of Christ. His life is completely changed. Only Jesus has the power to do a miracle like this. Jesus is the only Savior of the world because he alone died for the sin of mankind. Jesus Christ is the only mediator. Again, the Bible says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." 1 Timothy 2:5. Man's sin and God's holiness are not compatible. The Bible tells us that man cannot see God and keep on living. Exodus 33:20. This is because God is holy and man is sinful. Even so, God in his boundless love made a way to bring man to himself. Jesus Christ became a mediator between God and man. With his death and resurrection, Jesus reconciled man to God. When Jesus had accomplished the things that he had come to earth to do, he went back to heaven. On the 40th day after his resurrection, Jesus and his disciples went to the Mount of Olives. There, Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed his disciples. When he had finished blessing the disciples, Jesus ascended to heaven. The disciples watched Jesus until a cloud hid him from their sight. As the disciples stood looking heavenward, two angels appeared to them. They said that the same Jesus who was lifted up is coming back to the earth again. When Jesus comes to earth again, he will take all the faithful to heaven to be with him. Jesus went back to his heavenly Father as our mediator, intercessor, and advocate. Even today, he is interceding for us. Because of this, every person, no matter how great his sin is, can turn to God and receive mercy. When Jesus Christ left the earth, he was no longer visible as a person to his followers. But 10 days after his ascension, when the disciples were gathered together, he sent the gift of the Holy Spirit. He has promised to be with his witnesses everywhere and at all times through the power of the Holy Spirit. This promise is being fulfilled even today. Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. The Bible says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." John 10:11. When Christ lived on this earth, he called himself the Good Shepherd, who would lay down his life for the sheep. Have you ever seen a flock of sheep? A sheep is a peaceful, calm animal with soft, warm wool and kind eyes. Sheep are very weak creatures. They cannot live by themselves in the forest like wolves or bears do. They do not have the cunning of the fox to hide from hunters. Sheep are feeble, domesticated animals that need care and maintenance. Sheep need to be led to pasture and water, and they need protection from wolves. Without a shepherd, sheep can easily become lost, get caught in the thorns, or find themselves in the teeth of a predator. Sheep cannot choose the right way by themselves or find their own way home. They always need the shepherd. The Bible tells us that all people in the world without God are like lost sheep without a shepherd. The Son of God had pity on lost sinners. He came to the earth to find and save the lost and to lead them to heaven, to his heavenly Father. Jesus becomes a shepherd for all people who answer his call and trust him. Today, the Good Shepherd is searching for the lost, those who have become entangled in the thorns of sin. The Good Shepherd never fails anyone. He never forgets anyone. He wants to save all those who are lost and lead them to heaven. No one can find the road to heaven without him. If you want to become one of Jesus' sheep, you can tell him about it, and he will accept you.